Okay, here's read number one. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Just days before Milwaukee County voters go to the polls to choose their next sheriff, the acting sheriff is on the defensive. Critics of Richard Schmidt held a news conference yesterday outside the county jail to raise concerns about his responsibility in the deaths of several people in the county jail in recent years. Schmidt was former Sheriff David Clark's second in command for several years. He responded to the charges by saying he has made changes in jail staffing and supervision since Clark left. Schmidt's opponent, former Milwaukee Police Captain Ernell Lucas, will be a guest on Stu Mann PM Sunday afternoon on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. Okay, here's read number two. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Today is the last day that you can register to vote at your municipal clerk's office to vote in Tuesday's primary election. You will be able to register at the polls on Tuesday. To find out where your polling place is and to see a sample of your ballot, go to myvote.wi.gov. Today is day 9 of the Wisconsin State Fair. Entertainment tonight includes TLC on the main stage and Hair at the Fair featuring Slaughter and Autograph on the free stage. And the Green Bay Packers got off to a winning start in their first game of the preseason last night. They beat the Tennessee Titans 31-17. Their next game is next Thursday against the Steelers at Lambeau Field. Okay, here's read number three. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. Milwaukee's plague of gun violence continued last night when a 41-year-old man was killed and two other people wounded during an exchange of gunfire about 9:45 p.m. in the 2600 block of West Capitol Drive. A 22-year-old man was killed in an industrial accident at a construction site in Sheboygan yesterday morning. The young man was pouring concrete for a new Meijer store on the city's far west side. And a tornado touched down in Dane County yesterday. The twister touched down at a business park in Deerfield and tore the roof off of a business. No one was injured, but several nearby businesses and a daycare were evacuated until a gas leak could be turned off. Okay, here's read number four. For Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network, I'm Stu Daniels with your headlines. A new tell-all book hits the stands today, detailing the unethical nature of Governor Scott Walker's administration. The book is titled Unethical: Life in Scott Walker's Cabinet and the Dirty Side of Politics. The author of the book is Walker's former Corrections Secretary Ed Wall, who accuses the governor and Attorney General Brad Schimmel of deception and inaction in addressing abuse allegations at Wisconsin's youth prison. And a programming note, the author of the book, Ed Wall, will be a guest on the Devil's Advocates radio show today at 3 o'clock on Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network. All right, here's the forecast. And outside today, sunshine with highs in the low to mid-80s. Tonight, mostly clear, lows in the low to mid-60s. Tomorrow, sunshine with highs again in the low to mid-80s. And the same thing for Sunday, sunshine, highs in the low to mid-80s. You're listening to Resistance Radio. You're listening to Wisconsin's Resistance Radio Network.